Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends. This is Robert the Infidel with NWCR Radio. On our new day, I've decided to start doing a second show per week. And this one will only be an hour long, but it's something that needs to be done with as much crap as is going on around this nation. We have things like here in New Mexico, we had a man shot today, and it was all over a statue of a conquistador. Folks, we are destroying our nation, and we're going at it in such a way right now where we're tearing down all these statues of our past. Now, it doesn't freaking matter what the past was. It's our past, folks. And tearing down these statues and getting rid of these statues of our past is not going to get rid of our past. What it's going to do is it's going to make us forget our past. And every one of us, I'm sure, has heard the old adage, you forget your past, you're doomed to repeat it. A lot of this, I don't want to repeat. I don't want to repeat this stuff because it was part of the learning process of this nation. And it was part of the things that this nation went through to get to where we, I'd like to say where we are today, but where we are today is like 100 years ago right now with the stupidity that is going on. All these idiots out there who are protesting things that they say they're protesting for George Floyd, they're not. It ceased to be a protest for his death when they started getting violent, when they started going around this nation and destroying things and taking it on themselves to get rid of law enforcement and to take over law enforcement buildings and make them become the people's buildings. No, they were already the people's buildings, folks. They were already the people's buildings. What you're doing now is just taking it over for your own selfish purposes, excuse me, and doing the things that you want to do, not because it's good for the nation, because it's not. You're only doing it because now you can break the law and get away with it because nobody is doing anything about it. What needs to be done, folks, is the police need to stand up, the people need to fall in behind them, and the people need to put a stop to this insane idiocy that is going on in this nation right now. And that's all this is. It's just total insane stupidity. And that's all it is. You think that you want to protest against something that was bad that happened, and you want to protest this, that's fine and dandy. But when you start breaking the laws, you're no better than that cop was. You're no better than that cop is. The only problem with that is now the cop has lost his livelihood, which was his own damn fault for doing the wrong thing. But nothing is being done to all of you idiots who are following in his footsteps. You want to follow in his footsteps and break the law and do all the things that are against the laws of this nation? Fine, go ahead. But you need to realize that there are consequences to every action. And whether you get those consequences now, folks, with what you're doing, or even later, you will get them. Breaking the law is breaking the law, and that's exactly what you're doing too. That's exactly what the cop in Minneapolis did. He's now in jail. If this was really for him and what he did to George Floyd, all this would be over now. This would be over now. But now we have idiotic things like something that I posted the other day. Some moron got onto Facebook and said that all white people needed to be hung and left hanging. And when they're taken down, the next batch needs to be put up so all whiteness in this nation can be gotten rid of. Can you imagine, folks, what would have happened if somebody would have posted that very same exact post except changed the white people to black? There would have been hullabaloo all over this nation, and most likely that post would have been taken down on Facebook before many people even saw it. But Facebook refused to take this one down because it did not go against their community standards. Really? Calling for hanging of the majority of the people in this nation, that doesn't go against their standards? Then their standards need to go the hell away, because their standards do not mean a damn freaking thing except to push for the murder of a group of people, but go completely the opposite direction when that group of people are not the ones that are being pushed for the murder of. This is getting totally ridiculous, folks. And this whole idea that we are doing all of this for George Floyd, it's a bunch of bull, because it ceased to be about George Floyd when the violence began.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Friday that when I did my last show, that intro has to be got rid of, and I totally blew it off, didn't think anything about it, and stuck it right back in here again today. And for some reason, that one, I've got two of them. One is, they're exactly the same, except the other one does not have the echo in it, so the voice is louder and it actually sounds good, whereas this one has the echo, and it's echoing so much that it just, you can't really understand what the message is about. But I was looking at a couple of articles. One of them was called "Here Are the Companies That Support Antifa and Black Lives Matter," and it was written by Ashley Ray Goldenberg of the publication Medium. And she wrote this on June 3rd. And the thing that really caught my attention on this was in this article, she says, please consider using this list to guide in what businesses you should wish to support and what businesses are fully American and what businesses are not doing the wrong things. Well, the problem with this list, folks, is that the companies out here that are defending the rioters, my God, folks, they're most of them. Most of the companies, even the stores, Target is one of them. Walmart, I noticed, is not on there. So, but, you know, there are so many things on this list that the list of companies is like 174 companies, and they include things like 23andMe, 72 and Sunny, Abbey Road Studios, the Academy, the Oscars, of course, we'd expect that one, Adidas, Airbnb, Alaskan Airlines, Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, American Apparel, Apple Music, Astro Gaming, AT&T, Atlantic Records, AWS, AX, 18 of them right there. And I haven't even gotten to the B's yet. This is freaking ridiculous, folks. Barnes & Noble, Bank of America, Berghoff Goodman, Bethesda, Ben & Jerry's, Billboard, BMW, Boost Mobile, Bratz, Bungie, Burberry, Call of Duty, Capcom, Capitol Records, Canada Goose, Cisco, Citigroup, big name companies, folks. And one of the things it said on there was to not patronize these companies. Well, if you don't patronize these companies, what are we going to go to? It goes farther down. There's Citigroup, Condé West, Converse, Crunchyroll, CW, CVS, Dell, Degree, DirecTV. Seems like 99% of the companies that I actually use are on this list. IBM, HBO, HBO Max, Harry's, Grindr, Gorilla Glue, GoFundMe, Goldman Sachs, Gibson. A lot of these just really caught my attention. A lot of them I didn't think would be on this list. It is an amazing list, to say the least. Mattel, McAfee, McDonald's. It just blows me away. And if I decided to stop going after all these companies that are on this list, my phone company would still be there because Metro PCS is not on there. Now, T-Mobile is. I like shopping at Target. Target is on the list. Starbucks, Star Wars, Subway, Taco Bell, Target, TBS, Tesco, that game company, TikTok, Timberland, Tinder, T-Mobile, Twitch, Twitter, Ubisoft, Uber, United Health Group, Vans, Verizon. YouTube, Xbox, Wendy's. But like I said, Walmart's not on there. And I do shop at Walmart. I'm glad that they're not. But we will be right back after these messages. We will be right back after these important messages.
listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, I talked with Chris the other day, and he said that he's getting ready to do his show again. He says that he still is looking for a place to live, but he, like me, thinks that this has to be done. The people just seem to have gone absolutely apeshit, bonkers, insane. And there is so much good news out there for this nation, and nobody's ever hearing it. All we're hearing is get rid of the police, defund the police, kill all white people, all of this, folks. And they're all saying, this is all because of what happened in Minneapolis. No, it's not. It's like I said before, once people got violent, it ceased to be about George Floyd. Plain and simple. Do your protest, you stay peaceful, and I'll give you that one. You stay peaceful, and it will stay about George Floyd. But once you start vandalizing, burning things, burning cop cars, putting graffiti all over the place, beating the hell out of people who don't agree with you, burning cars, burning police cars, attacking police, it ceases to be about George Floyd. It ceased to be about George Floyd when that kind of thing started to happen. And that's just all there is to it. What I was starting to say about this whole thing with Nada with Mango, he has told me that he's going to be coming back soon. And so that show will be back here shortly. The other show, Black by Color Only, I will go ahead and put the ad for that one, but Vincent Brown has taken a hiatus and will not be back until September, but he will be back then, and we will be looking forward to getting his show back on too. And here's the ad for that one. Conservative Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, we are back after that kind of lengthy break. One of the things that I'm blaming a lot of this on is the fact that the Supreme Court and all of the law enforcement agencies and the politicians in this nation have not had the backbone to follow the laws. And Thomas, in our Supreme Court, Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh on Monday admonished their fellow justices for letting the Second Amendment cases languish in the lower courts in a dissent to the tribunal's decision not to take up a gun rights case. The last major Supreme Court cases to decide gun rights issues were McDonald versus Chicago and D.C. versus Heller, both of which came out more than a decade ago, folks. Kavanaugh and Thomas, in the case of an ATM service worker who takes care of machines in the high crimes area, but was told by New Jersey that it was not a good enough reason for him to have a permit to carry a handgun, accused their fellow justices of ambivalence to potential violations of Americans' constitutional right to bear arms. And that's exactly what it is, folks. This was here a quote of what Thomas wrote in an opinion joined by Kavanaugh. He said, "This court would almost certainly review the constitutionality of a law requiring citizens to establish a justifiable need before exercising their free speech rights. And it seems highly unlikely that the court would allow a state to enforce a law requiring a woman to provide a justifiable need before seeking an abortion," he wrote. "But today, faced with a petition challenging such a restriction on citizens, the Second Amendment rights, the court simply looks the other way," unquote. Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas joined forces on that dissent Monday, charging their Supreme Court colleagues with a decade-long failure to protect the Second Amendment. And that's exactly what this is here, folks. We get so few people who will actually stand up, have the backbone to say something like this, and then they get excoriated by all the idiots who have decided, oh, well, we haven't done it for so long. We don't need to do it anymore anyway. This nation is going down the toilet because of this kind of thinking, folks. This nation is going down the toilet because of all of these people who have decided that it is their right to go out and protest, burn police cars, beat up police, beat up people who don't agree with them, burn down buildings, burn down businesses, because a black man was unjustly killed in Minneapolis. Now, I can guarantee you, folks, if this would have happened to a white man, we probably wouldn't have heard much about it. It would have been on the news, and another day later, it would have been gone. Everybody would have forgotten this. It's happened over and over and over and over again, folks, and nothing ever happens. But if it's a black person that gets hurt, then the whole world goes insane. But here's a lot of the statistics that a lot of these people are not seeing here. More black people are killed in violence by black people. And more whites are killed by black people than black people being killed by white cops. But you don't hear anything about this. Nobody's out protesting this. Nobody's out burning down buildings about this. Nobody's out there going after cops and trying to defund the police because of this. No, no. This is something that's not important. But everybody, and I'm even including the white people on this one, they're getting totally freaking insane on this, saying, oh, we need to apologize for all of our sins because of what our ancestors did. Bullshit. our ancestors were doing what the whole world was doing at that point in time. It was our ancestors that stopped it. But you're not hearing anything about that anywhere. No, it's just America's sin. We had slavery. Well, so the fuck what? Everybody in the world still had slavery at that point in time. Blacks were being sold to other parts of the nation and to other parts of the world and to America by blacks. Not by whites. They were being sold by blacks. Don't believe me? Look it up in your history books, the ones that haven't been changed already because of your idiocy. There is where we are getting into trouble, folks. We are starting to change history because we don't like what happened. Well, boo-hoo. Don't like what happened? We have gone past that, or at least we had until now. Now we're going right back into it. We're not going forward, folks. We're not going forward in this mess that's going on today. We're going backwards. And then Nancy Pelosi gives a special flag to the Floyd family, which was usually only given to military. And then I made a comment about it on Facebook and got, and my comment was banned for hate speech because I was following another person who said that the flag that she was giving was a fag flag. And I said a fag flag by a fake fag or something like that. And my comment got banned. The other one didn't, because he didn't name Pelosi. I did. But what I said was exactly right. But because it went against Pelosi, went against a Democrat, went against the media's agenda, my comment was banned. And then on Tuesday, or yesterday, I did an update where I was talking about that post by Adam Bush, was who it was, who posted that he thought that they should line up gallows on the streets of Washington outside the White House and start hanging white people. And my premise on this whole thing was, what would have happened if instead of saying that all white people should be hanged and whiteness in America be gotten rid of, what if he would have just changed the words white to black? That post would have never seen the light of day because Facebook would have banned it immediately. But did they ban this one? No, they didn't. They didn't deem that it was, but according to their community standards, this was something that shouldn't be banned. It was free speech. The person had a free right to say what he did, and they didn't ban it. They failed, folks. It's a small wonder why a lot of people are moving away from Facebook. And as soon as the one that I want to go to gets all the things that Facebook has, then I'm leaving Facebook altogether. I won't go there anymore because it is nothing but a liberal bastion that goes against the conservative ways of thinking. And YouTube does too. But I've been able to post my videos on YouTube. And once I get everything going and get all of the people who see my videos on Facebook, get them to start going to YouTube for them, I'll stop doing them on Facebook. I'll figure out a different way to do them because Facebook is not worth the problems that it hands out. The one that I like is called MAGA, M-A-G-A book. And that is a good one. We will be right back.
We will be right back after these important messages.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based in Jamestown, Indiana, 46147. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless. From photographing homes for realtors to weddings with video and photos, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective hard to attain to. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, 317-827-3270, or email us at gardinger@reagan.com. We are your one-stop for drone service company for photography.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, that one is actually one of my favorite bumper songs. It's called Guns, Guns, Guns by Guess Who. And with all this hullabaloo about getting rid of police, getting rid of our gun rights and all this stuff, that song is really apropos. This article I found in NewsHourFirst.com, it's called, It's Confirmed, Riots Being Orchestrated by These Agitators. Attorney General William Barr announced Thursday that foreign interests and extreme agitators who are tied to the Antifa movement are the ones behind the nationwide riots. That's contrary to earlier reports that only opportunists were burning and looting American cities. Liberals are not happy to hear this. Professional agitators are behind the violence. 3 days earlier, the Department of Homeland Security produced an internal intelligence assessment which leaked to Reuters. DHS noted that what they were seeing indicated that most of the violence was carried out by opportunists, not organized groups of instigators and agitators. Unfortunately, 114 law enforcement officers have been injured during the Washington riots, and 22 police are in the hospital. At least 7 separate fires blazed across the city over the weekend, with one person arrested and charged with arson. The Attorney General agrees with President Donald Trump that most of the blame should fall on Antifa and their ragtag army of young anarchists. Foreign groups, he asserts, are using social media disinformation to widen divisions in U.S. society in the wake of George Floyd's murder. Even foreign hackers and groups that are associated with foreign governments are trying to cause chaos and make the situation even worse than it already is. Federal agents, Barr notes, have made 51 arrests so far for charges involving violence. And this violence has to stop, folks. FBI Director Christopher Wray and other federal law enforcement officials support Barr's conclusions that outside provo- provo- provocateurs are stirring up trouble professionally. Organized groups were at least partly to blame for instigating violence and sowing chaos, Ray confirmed. He also noted the violence and destruction of property has to stop. The police have to start standing up. The people have to start getting behind the police. Everybody's right now calling for, you know, all these protesters are calling for the defunding of police, getting rid of police. And what's happening? American bureaucracy is following the orders of these protesters who are nothing but criminals. And the American people are sitting back, shaking their heads, looking at this thing. What in the hell is going on? We have protesters who are nothing but lawbreakers and no better than that cop that killed Floyd. And they're being put on a pedestal by our government, by the media, by Hollywood, showing us that every one of these places and all of these businesses that I had named earlier that are supporting Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of these criminals who are doing this violence all over this nation, they're no better. None of them are any better than the cop that started this whole thing. And I know there's probably going to be a lot of people out there that's going to be pissed off at me for this, but this is the absolute freaking truth, folks. We have to stop this. This is getting totally ridiculous. Our laws are being pushed down so that they don't even matter anymore. And what we are going after here is a world of lawlessness where if your neighbor gets killed by somebody, it doesn't really matter. It was his time. That's what's coming, folks. That is what is coming. And we had better be careful because we're not doing anything to stop it. And it's getting worse daily. And until somebody stands up and actually has the backbone to try to stop this, and then people start falling in behind them, this is going to continue to get worse. And mark my words, it's gonna get worse. Because nobody's stopping this lawlessness. They're getting away with it. They're having a party. Oh boy, we can go around and burn buildings and loot and get ourselves a 43-inch TV. And it won't cost us a penny. We don't even have to go to jail for it. What kind of message does that kind of thing send to our kids who are growing up seeing all this happening? And a lot of them are looking at it and thinking, wow, this is cool. These guys are getting away with breaking the law and nobody's stopping them. Maybe that's what I'll do when I grow up. Don't laugh. Kids are very intuitive as to what is going on. They see people getting away with breaking the law while saying they're protesting a killing of a black man by a white cop in Minneapolis. They don't have the wherewithal to know, hey, now wait a minute here. When they started getting violent, they're no better than the cop. They're seeing this and thinking, wow, they're getting away with this. Maybe this is the way things are going to be from now on. We're showing our kids, folks, that breaking the law is the way to go. And I know I myself don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of my kids thinking that's the way to go. Law and order is what should be put in here. Law and order should be what's being pushed. But it's not. This whole nation is in trouble. We have so many people out there and who are being told by the government, who is, by the way, not your bosses, you're their bosses. But the government is telling you, if you go outside, you have to wear a mask. and the people are doing it. Go to these protests, nobody has got a mask on, and if they do, it's not being worn right. There's been a new movement here in the United States, and I've noticed this lately. Several car races have happened, and they've actually gotten away with this because they called the car races a protest. Well, here's what maybe we should start doing. We need to go back to church, folks. We need to start worshiping in church again. If the government won't allow you to do that, call it a protest. Go to church anyway. If the government doesn't want you to have open churches and be able to worship your God the way that you feel you need to, call it a protest. Go to church as a protest. Get a hold of your pastors. Tell them, we're going to church. We need you to be there to preach to us and tell us God's word. And if anything, we'll tell the government it's a protest. They will let us get away with that. They're letting all these others get away with it, and they're breaking the law. We wouldn't be. We'd be just be doing something that the government is telling us not to do. Isn't that what the protesters are doing? And it's like I had said before, this protest ceased to be about George Floyd when they got violent. That is where that ended, right there. Now, if they stayed peaceful, protested all over the nation, fine and dandy. Peaceful protests are allowed. Peaceful protests would have continued to be about George Floyd. But once they started doing the violence, burning, looting, breaking into stores, stealing big screen TVs, what does that have to do with George Floyd? Stealing a big screen TV, stealing a stereo system, breaking into cars, burning them, burning down businesses. What does that have to do with George Floyd? Has nothing to do with him. It's just a bunch of people who are just as lawless, just as wrong as that cop was, except they're getting away with it. Everybody's saying, oh, they're doing the right thing. They're doing everything that they're doing should be allowed. That's a total double standard there, folks. It shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed. That protest was about George Floyd until it became violent. And that's when it ceased to be about George Floyd. That's when it became criminal.
We will be right back after these important messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it now.
Show. I had found a couple of articles. One of them is from PJ Media about CNN's Don Lemon, and the other one is I'm not exactly sure where it's from because the tops and the bottom of the page were not printed, but they were both about the things that are being pushed in this country now. One of them, the one from PJ Media, CNN's Don Lemon wonders, how can you not be racist if you grew up in America? And the other one was a CNN or NBC anchor asks, who was black, asks Republican Senator Tim Scott if he is the token black for the Republicans. Both these people keep pushing a narrative that is pretty much destroying this country. And good afternoon from New Orleans. Good to see you there. These are things that would not be allowed if it was switched around and like the one from ABC, NBC anchor asks black Republican Senator Tim Scott if he's a token. That is a racist thing to say, for one thing. But of course, they don't think so. They don't think that that's racist at all. They're just bringing up points that they want brought up. But let somebody from the other side do the same thing, and it's racist. This nation right now is going into a whole mess of turmoil because most of the people that are talking about racism probably don't really realize what the hell they're talking about in the first place. They keep talking about systemic racism. Most of them who are talking about this don't know what the hell that is. It's another one of those terms that show up, and they have for years now. The media will come up with some term, and it'll be all over the media for months at a time. Well, systemic racism is the new one. But one of the things that person on NBC said, he said, Senator, you have faced a fair amount of criticism, especially over the past few days, because you are the only black Republican senator. Some have said that you're party is using you, that they've even thrown around the word token as well. Your response to that criticism, the response to that was actually very, very good. Senator Scott, Senator Scott said, I am also the only person in my conference who has been racially profiled driving while black. Scott responded, I'm the only one in my conference that's been stopped 7 times in 1 year as an elected official, perhaps the only one in my conference wearing his Senate pin that was stopped from coming into the building. The South Carolina senator continued, so if there's someone in the conference who understands discrimination and profiling, it's me. It's where our country can go together. So I shrug these comments and criticisms off. But you've got to know, when you're a black Republican, you're like a unicorn. People are going to criticize you when you wake up, when you go to sleep. If you say you like apple pie and football, there's a lot of critics for that. So God bless their souls. To me, that was the answer that should have been used, and he used it. The idea that we can continue down this road that we're going on now and become a greater nation, that isn't going to happen. Because essentially all we're doing is throwing racism into the mix and then making sure it stays there. I grew up in Albuquerque. My best friends, one was black, one of the greatest people I have ever met in my life. Another one was Mexican. He did not want to be called Hispanic or anything. He was Mexican. That's what he went by. Actually, there were two of them that were Mexican. I was actually, out of the whole group of people, the only white person there. Did we ever think about race back then? We were 16, 17, 18 at the time. No, we didn't. We were friends, and that's all there was to it. I had a Korean girlfriend. There was no racism there. We were all just friends. We had fun together. We didn't look at each other and think, well, you know, he's black, maybe he'll be a bad person and go and rob a bank. No, we didn't think things like this. Last time I heard from Skipper, He had gone into a career, and right at the moment, I had it on my mind there just a little bit, but it was a noble career. He was a good person, and he went into a good career. God bless him. I hope this hasn't destroyed his way that he looked at life, because he looked at life in a great way, just like the rest of us did. We were friends. We didn't see color. We didn't see our differences. I see them now because of what's going on. It's pushing those differences at us. And if we don't notice it, then we're racist. That is what is happening to this nation right now. And all these cities that are getting rid of their police department and deciding that they need to get rid of them because then they'll get rid of violence. No, they won't. The violence is gonna get worse. Then these cities are gonna turn to the federal government and say, you need to help us. Oh my God, this is getting really bad. If they'd have left the police departments alone and then started to weed out the bad ones, which you can do, it would have been much better. it would have been much better. Instead of having Antifa, which is a criminal group, having Black Lives Matter, instead of saying just Black Lives Matter, why not All Lives Matter? Wouldn't that be a better way to go about this whole thing? All lives matter. They always have. In God's eyes, all lives matter. Shouldn't that be the way we're looking at this now instead of just Black Lives Matter? Our children are watching all of this. Our children are picking up on all of this. That is where I think this is going to be bad, because our children are watching. Our children are susceptible. Our children could follow that way of doing things. And then if things actually do kind of right themselves in this nation and things start going back to a nation of law and order instead of a nation of anarchy like it is right now, we might have children that might have gone on to a great career becoming arsonists. And it's not something that we need to really want to have, but it's something that's probably going to happen because the kids are watching this. They're seeing who is getting away with things and who are being pushed down. And right now they're seeing law and order being pushed down and lawlessness brought up. And that is not right, no matter what. The bad police need to be gotten rid of, but the good ones need to be acknowledged for being good, because there are good cops out there. But according to Antifa and all these groups that are now out there protesting, there are no good cops. Good cops need to be dead. I saw that sign in one of these protests. Really? That is what's going on these days? I'm glad that New Orleans Wake Up was here. The show is about over. I will be back on Friday. And hopefully, I can continue to do this 2 days a week now. And our other show, Nada with Mango Only, he's going to be starting up before long, too. So hopefully that is something that will be starting. We have got things going on here that I never thought, as an American, I'd ever see. But that's the way things are going right now. And until the people rise up and start to stop this, it's going to continue and it's going to get worse. I will talk to you all again on Friday.
Smokes and wine, dirty laundry in the yards, hanging off of the line.
God bless you all.